With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and really pleased now to be meeting Kristen McCarthy, who is the Danvers High School field hockey coach. And, Coach, welcome to MSO.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
You have had a couple of games this week that really rank up there on the heart meter, and I wonder if you could tell me, before we talk about these games, a little bit about your team this season, because you're off to a terrific start.
Yeah. So, obviously, coming off last season, we had high hopes, but we also lost a lot of key players. You know, we lost eight seniors, a lot of key players in the middle of our field, defensive end as well. So it was kind of up in the air on how, you know, we anticipated the season. But one of the biggest focuses and the biggest, area of strength for us, I think, is camaraderie and just, you know, everyone lifting each other up and, you know, pulling up the people that are in a new role. Mm-hmm. This season, and just those leaders. I have 10 seniors. Those seniors really leading by example and setting the pace for the underclassmen that are filling those roles. So that's just kind of a little bit about where we're at.
Well, the thing is, too, the senior class has been through so much with COVID and so on, and we got that many kids together, probably playing together over a while, too. It sort of creates a real bond among them, especially now that they are seniors and they are free to get out there and go to school and perform on the field.
Yeah, and on that same note, like, I was their JV coach their freshman year. None of them were on varsity during COVID. Mm-hmm. So it's been full circle for me, too. I've been with them for all four of their high school years. So I think that's also part of it. You know, they know how I coach, and I know how, you know, they react and anticipate on all levels.
Who controls the team dinners? Where do the kids go for the spaghetti dinners?
they go – I think there's, like, some sign of genius that it's all – JV and varsity all together. Mm-hmm. I have team dinners. I believe it's before every home game.
All right, excellent. Okay, tell me about this season, how it's gone, what you expected, and then I want to get to both the Gloucester game and tonight's game against Swampscott. So tell me a little bit about the early season going.
Yeah, so like I said, we, you know, kind of were getting the kinks out for a while, just kind of figuring out positioning and figuring out where we can best put everyone, you know, based on their strengths. And really catering to those strengths. So that being said, we did make a change this past week, which it was something I saw, you know, during preseason, but we didn't really run with it because some of the, you know, they're a little apprehensive making such changes, you know, their senior year. But that being said, we made, you know, we pushed Maddie Chase up to center mid. We pushed Abby Scher out to right mid, and then we moved Milana Moy back to top of the diamond or center defense.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been a huge change for us, just seeing it cater to all their strengths, you know. Milana's strong. sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as a coach and a teacher, I know that when you get kids who are pretty much settled into where they want to be, it can be a challenge to convince them that they can do better for themselves and for the team elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's a challenge, I presume.
Absolutely. It definitely was, but I think they're really realizing now how beneficial it was, not mm-hmm. only for the team, but for themselves. You know, they're yeah. thriving in that role, and those around them are also thriving. So just, you know, running with it and understanding that it does happen. You know, people make sacrifices too sometimes. Where, let's say, a forward last year, Emma Wolachowski played midfield some games, and Catherine Purcell, same thing, even though they're true forwards. So
mm-hmm.
just, you know, being versatile and knowing that it's a strength to them.
Yeah, and that's
not,
it. And again, that's important to the whole team concept, of course. The younger kids will see that, and they're going to listen to you down the road when you make a suggestion.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now tell me about the past two games, Coach. Maybe standouts, you had a tremendous game against Gloucester that ended up in a 1-1 game. And then I wasn't there tonight, but I'm guessing probably a real nail-biter tonight as well.
Yep. So I definitely say, you know, Gloucester, we were on our heels a lot. They, you know, they're strong in the offensive end. They're really fast, and they get the ball upfield quickly. So that was a credit to our defense, especially, you know, Meg and Nett, our core four in the back, just really, really owning down and getting it out. So to come away with a tie, really. I know we led all game, but it really felt like we were on our heels the entire time. So that I was psyched with. We stayed positive. Credit to their, you know, Gloucester's team. They're really, really strong. I know their seniors have been together for a really long time at this point. So just knowing, you know, the next time we see them will be another really, really tough battle. And we did anticipate that. You could have predicted a tie. So that was a great game. It was just phenomenal field hockey, and that was one of our big takeaways. Like, this is what we play for. This is fun. No matter what the outcome was, mm-hmm. like, we would have been happy just based on, you know, how we performed.
No, you go ahead.
Okay. And then tonight, same thing. I will say our offense, we run our offensive end a bit more, quite a bit more. Swampscott, same thing. They're super fast upfield. They have Sawyer, who's super fast. Their number 18 is really, really quick to get the ball upfield as well, strong skills. So our defense really holding it down. And those three that made the rotation today really shined even more on those positions. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like our first full game where it's been like, okay, we're playing Danvers field hockey. Everyone's playing to the best of their ability. So capitalizing when we did. If we could have put a few more, like, I wish we could have put a few more in that, but in the net, but their goalie was fantastic as well.
Well, and it sounds like you guys are playing disciplined field hockey as well with scores like that. You're not making too many stupid mistakes.
Yep. Trying to stay disciplined, play it wide, you know, as the down to the wire, playing smart. We are prone to giving up a corner late in the game, and that happened against Wumpscott last end of the game. They had a corner, so they had all their players up, so trying to mitigate that, but definitely seniors are leading by example and playing smart all across the board, all over the field.
Two more quick questions. Who are your captains, Coach? Tell me about them.
Yep, so Megan McGinnity, my goalie, and then it's Bobby Cirino. She's a forward. We moved her up to forward this year. She's playing midfield, sacrificing for a couple of years, but true forward. And then Maddie Chase to the center mid. And they're just fantastic leaders, you know, to lead a group of 10 seniors as well as the rest of the team. You know, that goes with just saying that in itself. Keeping positive camaraderie has been the main focus.
And
they do a great job at leading by example.
You know, the NEC is terrific competition, and of course you and Gloucester, I mean, that's the Yankees Red Sox of the NEC field hockey.
Yep.
It is.
Yep. It really is fun, and there's nothing better than having that competition in league, you know, to get better just from the, you know, 4-6, whatever it may be, those games. They really make you ready for playoffs. And just like the rivalry and the tenseness, like that you can't create that. It's created by itself, and super thankful that that's the state of the league this year, you know.
And finally, Kristen, what does it feel like personally to be so close to the game, to have, you know, short-term memory that you were there on the field most recently, and that now you're in charge of this thing? The learning process for you in terms of learning about how it is to deal with your younger student athletes, what's that feel like right now, because you've been very successful?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely say it's surreal. You know, this is my, you know, I think back 10 years, whatever, 10-year plan. I mean, if you asked me 10 years ago, I didn't play field hockey, but if you asked me 10 years ago, regardless, my goal would have been to be a high school coach, whether it be, you know, a different sport. And, you know, on the sidelines, sometimes I'm like, wow, like, I am so lucky to be where I am. And I think, you know, being relatively close out, you know, it's been a couple of years now, but to have that experience and to like really, really focus these girls on the importance of these games, but also the importance to have fun and, you know, to know the difference they're making. And one of my big things is just, you know, them keeping composure and being respectful and having sportsmanship. And that's one of like the things that I feel like we do our best to stay composed, you know, not let anything out during the game. And it's, you know, I'm really proud as a coach to just see the way these girls play and pick each other up and stay positive even when it gets frustrating.
It's great having you in the league. It's great listening to you, and good lessons and great teaching. I know the responsibility is tremendous, but also the rewards are great as well. Kristen, thanks for taking the time tonight. I've kept you too long. I will talk to you again very soon. Who's next? Who's up next for you guys?
We have Beverly Saturday, and then we see Andover and Manchester.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Nice to be there, so.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Be well, and talk to you later.